Sometimes, when reading the scriptures, there will be a line that just kind of jumps out at you. For me, one of those lines in today's reading was the line, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." Jesus is saying that sending that he received from the Father, so now he was passing on to those apostles. And indeed, we have come to understand it is not only to the apostles that is passed on, but that has been passed on through the generations, through the centuries. The church is sent as Jesus was sent. And what did it say after that? Whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven. Whose sins you shall retain, they are retained. Jesus sent his apostles. Jesus sent his church to proclaim to the world throughout the centuries the reality of the mercy of God. When we proclaim the forgiveness of sins, we are proclaiming the reality of God's mercy. The church does that in many ways, but its primary ways are through the sacraments. In baptism, we proclaim that everyone who is baptized has the forgiveness of every sin that they have ever committed. And we proclaim in the sacrament of penance a reconciliation, that sins that are committed after baptism are forgiven. And that same mercy at times is in the sacrament of the anointing of the sick for those who cannot confess. That sacrament also brings to them, proclaims to them the mercy, the forgiveness of God. But the mercy of God is also proclaimed in other ways. It is proclaimed when you and I forgive one another. Because forgiveness is a divine thing. And when you and I can forgive, we are really doing that with the power of the Spirit of Christ that lives within us. And in the very act of forgiving, we proclaim the mercy of God. God's mercy is also manifest in the other sacraments, especially by the reality that God, through the sacraments, shares his very life with us. Baptism not only forgives sins, baptism gives us a share in the divine life. We receive the Spirit of Jesus within us. That Spirit is renewed and deepened in the sacrament of confirmation and then in the Eucharist. We receive the very life of the one who died and rose again. That too is God's mercy, because God in his mercy is sharing life with us, hope with us, that possibility that we can live forever. The inheritance that was ours because of sin was death. But the mercy of God has called us back to life. And that is what we celebrate this Mercy Sunday. We celebrate a God who has loved us so deeply that he has found a way to make his mercy available to us throughout the centuries. Throughout the centuries, we receive the forgiveness of sins. Throughout the centuries, we have the source of new life. We live with the very life of God within us. That is the extent of the mercy of God. In the second reading today, Jesus says, I am alive, and I live forever and ever. It is that life that we have within us. The other line that stood out for me in the gospel was right at the end, where John writes, these things are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief, you may have life in his name. God, in his mercy, sent Jesus to die and to rise so that you and I, in his name, might have life, life forever.